From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in Aleppo. Government forces and their allies continue pressing an offensive that has pushed rebels to a shrinking part of the eastern sector, a battle President Bashar al-Assad told state television will change the course of the conflict. The rebels have called for a temporary ceasefire, but Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said that will likely fall on deaf ears.
This is a last-ditch attempt, a half-hearted attempt on the part of the rebels, and they think that they may be able to persuade some of the elements in the Assad government who may be willing to accommodate them. But it doesn't look like likely because those very people who could have used some degree of accommodation have been sidelined by the hardliners in the Assad government.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday met in Hamburg with the Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in another bid to arrange a cessation of hostilities. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This is part of our ongoing efforts to try to reach some kind of meeting of the minds with regard to at least a pause in the violence in Aleppo that can allow for humanitarian assistance to reach the population there. More broadly, an effort to get the political negotiations back on track.
There are believed to be hundreds of critical medical cases in the rebel-held zone. Vote counting underway in Ghana following Wednesday's national elections, which African Union observer AG Hifikepunye Pohamba said had gone well, except for one polling station opening late.
The other stations that we visited, we were impressed that there was an order. People were very, very peaceful.
Incumbent President John Mahama is seeking a second term against main opposition leader Nana Akufo-Addo. The West African country's economy has struggled as commodity prices fell. This is VOA News. There have been no survivors after a Pakistan International Airlines turboprop aircraft crashed, traveling from the northern town of Chitral to Islamabad Wednesday. There were 48 people aboard. Faisal Subswari is a Sindh provincial assembly member.
Certainly the entire Pakistan is in tears. We are all in grief because it is a major accident, a major plane crash, and our beloved singer turned a religious scholar, Junaid Jamshed, he also died in this particular plane crash.
The airline said the captain of Flight 661 had reported losing power in an engine moments before the plane lost contact with the control tower. Rescue workers, soldiers, and police have been pressed into service to comb through the rubble of a town hard hit by Wednesday's 6.5 magnitude quake in Indonesia's Aceh province on the northern tip of Sumatra. Their efforts have been hampered by darkness, power outages, and rain. Nearly 100 are known to have died. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continues building his cabinet following his November 8 election. He tapped retired Marine Corps General John Kelly to be his Secretary of Homeland Security, as well as Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. And he selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as ambassador to China, a good choice, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
He's tenacious, and he's going to have to be. He is tireless. He's going to have to be. And he understands and appreciates the importance of trade, and he'll have to. All the qualities that make a good ambassador, he has.
Branstad has had a long-standing personal relationship with China's President Xi Jinping, who has visited Iowa. The selection comes after Mr. Trump took a controversial congratulatory phone call from the president of Taiwan, which Beijing views as a renegade province. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi resigned Wednesday after pledging to step down in the wake of the defeat Sunday of his referendum on constitutional reform. The presidential palace indicates the task of forming a caretaker government would get underway Thursday. Meanwhile, the ratings agency Moody's changed the outlook of the country's bond rating to negative from stable, underscoring growing concern about the debt-laden banking industry. Some three dozen people are among more than 60 missing for days were rescued after their boat sank off Yemen. The ferry had disappeared north of the island of Socotra several days ago. Nearly 30 passengers are still missing. U.S. stocks continued their post-election climb Wednesday with the benchmark Dow Jones and S&P indices hitting fresh record closes. Meanwhile, Japan cut its third-quarter growth to 0.3%, down from an earlier estimate of 2.2%. reflecting a drop in business investment. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.